On Saturday, five high school students huddled around a table in the corner of a computer lab at the Innovation Center in Longmont. Strapped with the cyber skills and the comforting feeling of working alongside trusted teammates, the group of five, also known as the Knights, set off to compete in a Cyber Patriot competition. Cyber Patriot, the National Youth Cyber Education Program created by the Air Force Association, is designed to inspire K-12 students toward careers in cybersecurity or other science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, STEM, disciplines critical to our nation's future, according to the Cyber Patriot website. In recent years, the St. Vrain Valley School District, or SVVSD, has developed their cybersecurity curriculum to provide secondary school students like the Knights with the opportunity to participate in Cyber Patriot competitions. Taking advantage of the district's updates to the curriculum, this weekend, the Knights and another of SVVSD's nine cybersecurity teams went up against thousands of other students across the nation in this year's fourth and semifinal round of Cyber Patriots National Youth Cyber Defense Competition, which is considered the nation's largest cyber defense competition. The SVVSD teams vied in the semifinal round of the competition at the gold level, the second highest tier of competitors, which falls beneath the platinum tier. Both groups of students battled for their team's spot in the platinum tier, from which the top 12 teams in the nation are selected to advance to the national finals Cyber Patriot competition in Bethesda, Maryland. Throughout each six-hour-long round of the Cyber Patriot competition, students face a series of challenges which require them to find and fix cybersecurity vulnerabilities in virtual operating systems. Teams earn points by successfully protecting the networks against cybersecurity threats. As the Knights progressed through the semifinals on Saturday, however, they noticed that each task presented increasing challenges. Comparing the semifinals to previous rounds of the Cyber Patriot competition, Knights member Yash Deshpan said, "Fundamentally it's the same, it's just much more difficult than other rounds," sparking murmurs of agreement from his fellow team members. "We are really close to getting points on every challenge," Knights member Kaushik Chandana added. "We're just not able to take the final step to get them." Chandana and the Knights may not have been able to achieve everything they set out to, but student participation is the goal for SVVSD. According to Beth Cerrone, the Instructional Cybersecurity and Technology Manager at the Innovation Center for SVVSD, the district's main goal is to provide students with real-life authentic learning experiences. Cyber Patriot gives us that in a fun, competitive environment where students gain practical skills in systems administration, Cerrone said. Additionally, the program connects and teaches them invaluable collaboration skills, she continued. Cyber Patriot undoubtedly helped connect SVVSD students in the case of the Knights, a team of five high schoolers who double as good friends, according to the group. The birth of the Knights occurred approximately 5 years ago when four middle school students came together and bonded over a shared interest in cybersecurity. Shortly after its inception, the group was split as some members graduated middle school and continued on to Niwot High School, while others attended Silver Creek High School. Today, the original four Knights and their newest member, Minghong Liu, who joined the team 2 years ago, look forward to Cyber Patriot meetings and competitions so they can all reconnect with one another. Although the group's participation in future Cyber Patriot competitions is still uncertain, Chandana said he and his teammates would encourage others to get involved in cybersecurity, each citing his own reasons for loving the activity. "I would suggest that everyone should try cybersecurity out because you learn a lot of valuable things about computers in general," Deshpan said. "Even if you just try it for 1 year, I think it's definitely worth it. I would say to do cybersecurity with friends because it's 10 times more enjoyable that way," Hong Liu said. "Or do it with someone and try to get to know them. You're going to be doing these competitions for like 6 hours and they're pretty tough, so if you don't know or if you're not friendly with your teammates, it's not gonna be fun."